Sure Took Your Time by Cookies and Chaos, narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, Warrior Nun. Relationship, Shotgun Mary / Shannon Masters. Rating, General Audiences, No Archive Warnings Apply. A twig. A goddamn twig gave her away. Better, but still at least 10 feet away from me. And Shannon did not have to sound so smug about it. Mary huffed and made as much noise as she liked stomping the last 10 feet. Subtle. Amusement played at Shannon's lips. Yeah, just the sort of trait you'd expect from someone whose weapon of choice is a shotgun. Mary grumbled. Yeah, she understood the importance of all the training they did, but that didn't mean she had to like it. Half the time, the only thing that made her turn up to training was being able to see more of Shannon. And she was not about to admit that out loud. You're scowling, Shannon said. How she knew that when she wasn't even looking at Mary. She was staring up into the expanse of space above them. Mary didn't know. Mary settled on, as an entirely unsatisfying comeback. Usually, she had plenty to say, a retort for every bit of commentary, but not so much with Shannon. Shouldn't you be getting some sleep before your first big mission as the Warrior Nun? Shannon snorted in amusement. Shannon cleared her throat and corrected herself. Mother Superior send you to make me go to bed? Oh, sure, explicit instructions to tuck you in as well, Mary replied, crossing her arms. No, she didn't ask me. Are you sure she's ready after... Yes. At that, Shannon finally looked away from whatever she was seeking from the stars. Or perhaps it was the heavens she was searching for beyond the endless dark. And in there, answers. She's ready, but grief takes time. Since taking up the halo, Shannon had needed to keep every emotion of hers on a tight leash. Not a difficult ask. Most of the others here had spent years doing just that. Mary couldn't imagine keeping all that to yourself. The body kept hold of pain, especially if you bottled it all up. And that sheen across Shannon's eyes, no matter how she had tried to hide it before finally looking at Mary, meant that she hadn't just been looking for answers out there. She, too, had been grieving. You want a bit more time on your own? Mary asked. When Shannon didn't answer, Mary turned to go. No. Shannon's hand curled around Mary's bicep, firm enough to stop her, but not tight enough to hurt. A moment of silence. Shannon's resolve, which had been near ironclad these past few weeks, wavered, and she caressed her thumb against Mary's arm. One single motion was all it took to bring Mary back a step, even after all these weeks of Shannon's distance from her, leaving Mary wondering if she had misread the signs, if she had stepped past a line that should never have been crossed, and ruined what had been on the verge of blossoming. Even with all that, a single caress was all it took. Falling in love with a nun sure sounded like some kind of punchline, but Mary had long stopped pretending how she felt for Shannon was anything else. And, until recently, she would have sworn those feelings were returned, only just as unspoken as her own. This moment here didn't help clarify things. Shannon toyed with trying to find the word she wanted. Distant, avoiding me, Mary offered, then kind of wished she hadn't because of the hurt that crossed Shannon's face. It's different now. Doesn't sound like even you believe that. Mary took a step closer, decidedly into Shannon's personal space. They're the others. Shannon sighed. I'm responsible for them now. They all look to me for answers.
Never asked you to be responsible for me. I'm pretty good at looking out for myself,
Mary said. Yeah, I get that. Shannon didn't move away, didn't tear her attention away from Mary despite their proximity.
You could do with letting other people in sometimes, though.
Well, for a while I figured you might be offering. With one final step, Mary stopped just shy of touching Shannon, a feather's edge between them. But recently I'm not so sure. Maybe I was imagining it. Shannon met her gaze and held it. 100 things crossed her expression. Excuses, explanations, justifications. Mary would never know.
You weren't, Shannon said. I'm sorry. I pushed you away, and I shouldn't have.
Good. Apology accepted, Mary said, bringing another smile to Shannon's face. And I never said it was too late to fix it. Mary had learned a long time ago that sometimes pushing people's buttons was how you got to see the truest part of them. And with no one was that more true than the nuns of the OCS, taught to keep too many parts of themselves hidden from view in line with the expectations of servitude. With that final push, Shannon abandoned those expectations and made the final move to press her lips to Mary's. Mary wasted no time pulling Shannon in against her by her hips and kissing back. Shannon pulled back a moment later and touched her forehead to Mary's, her expression telling of her surprise at her own actions, even though words seemed to fail her. Mary grinned and couldn't help herself. About damn time. Truth be told, she was not in the slightest bit put out when Shannon's response to her comment was to kiss her again. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.